At one point in the new Stephen Frears film Victoria and Abdul, the old empress, played by Dame Judi Dench, gets despondent.
Everyone I've loved has died, and I just go on and on. What is the point?
That's rather like the British Raj itself. Long past its expiry date, the British Empire chugs along amiably, at least on film, as it serves up yet another pot of warm and fuzzy nostalgia. Victoria and Abdul makes it apparent that these days, brown is the new sepia. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Once the white man came to India to lift the natives out of their heathen darkness and take their jute, iron and the Kohinoor diamond. But here, the brown man goes to London to lift the spirits of the English queen like a delicious human mango.
What is a mango?
The queen of fruit.
I would like a mango.
They only grow in India.
Well, I'm Empress of India, so I have 1 cent.
This is still colonialism, just a more feel-good garden party version, tempered with a dash of political correctness. The film absolves Victoria of all responsibility for colonialism and turns young Abdul into a man-sized plushie fit for a queen.
Abdul has risen on his own merits. Now he is my friend.
Perhaps we should consider it a promotion of sorts. Abdul kisses the queen's feet, gazes at her with puppy dog eyes, but lives to tell the tale as her teacher or munshi. Unlike poor beleaguered Ganga Din in that famous Rudyard Kipling poem, who saves the English soldier's life but is shot and killed before he can finally find some respect.
Though I felt that you inflayed you by the living God that made you, you're a better man than I am, Ganga Din.
In a time of Brexit, when Britain feels its puniness every day, I can understand the seduction of Raj nostalgia for the English. In the best exotic Marigold Hotel, the English seniors fled the dreariness of England and retirement parties with crap cheese, crap wine for Jaipur, where cheese and wine were probably still crap, but the Hawa Mahal Palace is candy pink and the sun shines brightly.
Come and spend your autumn years in an Indian palace.
Plenty of Indians were offended by the poverty porn of Slumdog Millionaire, but didn't notice how the Marigold Hotel turned India into a Midsummer Night's daydream for old English retirees.
I have a dream to create a home for the elderly so wonderful that they will simply refuse to die.
What's more confounding is India's abiding fascination with the Raj. It's fading, no doubt, but still there. The last couple of Raj outings at the movies have been greeted with polite yawns, poor show timings, and scathing reviews. But I remember the media hysteria when Prince William and Kate visited India. It's not as if they were returning the Kohinoor diamond or apologizing for massacres, but India's nouveau royalty, Bollywood, and sports stars lined up to meet, greet, and gush while they ate very little, prayed, and loved.
And we all here, only to extend our support to your benevolent ambition and all the charities you support, your highnesses.
A cricketer marveled at how the Duke and Duchess never gave the impression that they wanted to get away from it all, even though it was so humid. At that time, I remember thinking, someone give them a medal. Their ancestors survived gout, malaria, Gandhi, and the black hole to lord it over India for 2 centuries. And now this is what passes for fortitude? Unfortunately, the harsh truth is, even as we say we are over the Raj, we still crave our crumbs of comfort from our reflection in its golden eye. 70 years after independence, Indians still seek too much validation from overseas. A pat on the back from a New York Times or The Economist makes front page news. A rebuff from them is hotly debated. And now, India's rolling out the red carpet for Ivanka Trump. Roads have been repaved, homeless have been removed from the streets and placed in rehab centers in the local jail, and begging banned for 2 weeks. just to make a good impression on the new royalty, the House of Trump. Sometimes, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
A little surprise.
What is it?
A mango, Your Majesty.
It's off. Sir Henry, this mango is off.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.